This is St. Louis Public Radio. For many Missouri inmates, family visits are an essential lifeline to the outside world. But 3 months ago, the Department of Corrections suspended all in-person visits to keep the coronavirus from spreading within the prison system. It's unclear when those visits will resume, and that's left families feeling anxious about their incarcerated loved ones. St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon has the story.
Back in February, Tina Merriweather and her great-granddaughter took a two-hour bus trip from their home in St. Louis to the women's prison in Vandalia. They were visiting Merriweather's daughter, LaToy Williams, like they do every month. And that visit in February felt like any other. Williams colored a picture of a puppy with her granddaughter, sipped root beer, laughed with her mom. She didn't know it at the time, but it would be her last family visit for months. In March, the Missouri Department of Corrections suspended all in-person visitation due to the pandemic.
I was just really frantic, like calling home, making sure my grandbaby was wearing her masks, making sure she's staying in. You know, it was just like a real thing.
She's been an inmate at the prison for a year and a half, and she says seeing her family helps her feel less anxious, gives her something to look forward to. At first, William says she didn't really take the virus seriously. But then there was a suspected case of COVID-19 in her housing unit, and everyone was quarantined.
You know, they came over there like immediately, come on, just go, leave your things. And then when we get over there, I mean, they in like the full body masks. It's like the white suit on, like, you know, I'm like, wow, what is happening?
Since March, about 50 Missouri inmates and 40 employees have tested positive for the coronavirus, and one inmate has died. The cases have mostly been at Southeast Correctional Center, a maximum security men's prison south of Cape Girardeau. Sitting in a folding chair on her porch, William's mom, Tina Merriweather, says she worries her daughter might get sick. And when they talk on the phone, she tells her, wear your mask, wash your hands. Merriweather never knows exactly when her daughter will call, so she carries her phone with her everywhere, just in case.
I could be out here taking care of business and she'll call me. I can be having a prayer service and stuff and she'll call me. I miss her so much. I really do.
She'll have to wait a while longer to see her daughter. This week, the DOC extended the visiting suspension through at least June 21st. A spokesperson said they're conducting mass testing of inmates and staff and could resume visits in the next few weeks for prisons with no COVID-19 cases. Joyce Arditi is a professor at Virginia Tech who studies incarceration and family relationships. She says there's already a lot of hurdles to visiting family members in prison.
It's stigmatized. There's not a lot of social support for doing this. It's not like visiting grandma in the hospital or the nursing home or other kinds of institutions where people tend to provide, you know, support.
And she adds that families with incarcerated loved ones also tend to be lower income and may be facing other challenges during the pandemic, challenges that could make it harder for them to keep in touch by phone or even maintain a relationship at all.
So these are families that also might be dealing with hardships around employment, income loss, health risks, access to health resources, testing, etc. So you've kind of got a perfect storm here.
Given all that, many inmates are worried about the health of their families on the outside. At the prison in Vandalia, inmate Michelle Hickman says she burst into tears when she heard that she wouldn't be able to see her husband and three kids.
It's not easy being in here alone and knowing there's nothing you can do for them out there.
Hickman says tensions are high inside the prison, partly because people miss their families. But she's scared that she might be putting her family at risk if they were to visit.
I'm like, do I want my visit back? Yes. But I also want to concern myself with the safety of my children and other families as well as people in here. You know, so it's like, how do you move forward with something like that?
Every day she waits in line, sometimes for an hour, to get a 15-minute phone call with her family. She says just hearing their voices, knowing they're okay, is what's keeping her going. I'm Shayla Farzon, St. Louis Public Radio.